Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the China Startup Pulse, your looking glass into the startup ecosystem here in China and the investor ecosystem as well. I'm Ryan Shukin here with Oscar Ramos.
Hey everybody.
And today we have Casey Lau, who is the founder of the Hong Kong startup ecosystem. What was it called again?
It's called Startups HK.
Startups HK. And also he is the co-host of Rise.
Casey helps to curate the content of the conference, the type of attendees are gonna that attend the conference. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Rise is not just a conference, but a platform, a community of people that creates value, not only for the city of Hong Kong itself, but for a whole ecosystem of startups looking into Asia.
Yeah, and this is a trend growing all over the world. These startup conferences are being invited by governments to host in their cities and help raise entrepreneurs local and build ecosystem. And these guest attendees, just having a ticket for these conferences, you're treated like an Olympian. You have your own special track at the airport to get in for visas and everything. I mean, it's incredible what's happening. So here, talking with Casey is one of the best people to understand startup ecosystem growth and potential right now today. So without any further ado, let's get into it and hear from Casey. Cheers. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. And we are here with Casey Lau. Casey, nice to have you on the podcast.
Nice to be here.
Good. I got your name right.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. And Oscar, of course. Oscar, how's it going?
Yeah. Hello, guys.
Yeah. So, Casey, could you give us a little bit of background of what's your role right now and what are you working on and with what or who?
So I guess my entry into the startup world starts way back in dot-com time, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I started. And I remember there being a group of people that helped us start into doing a dot-com, right? Mm-hmm. There would be a meetup every week at a bar. And we'd meet people who would be into hosting or into some sort of technology that would help us when we were starting our first like e-commerce website. And so fast forward to, I guess, 2009, 2008 in Hong Kong. And, you know, it's now the next generation are coming in. And so not that I planned it this way, but basically me and a bunch of other guys got together in a bar, a coffee shop, and started building the ecosystem in Hong Kong for startups. And we called it the most incredibly innovative name, Startups HK. And yet people still don't get it right. So it's quite funny. So I guess it wasn't, we should have called it like Blue Oyster.
We have the same thing with China Accelerator.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
China Accelerator is
so simple, but still get a mistake on it. But anyway, so that's what happened. We grew that from like six guys around a coffee shop using, you know, Facebook and Twitter, and more people showed up and it turned into like a real community. And that's basically what's kind of grown out of Hong Kong these last, wow, it's like almost 10 years now.
Really?
You know, we did a conference and people like Dave McClure from 500 Startups came and Brian Chesky from Airbnb. Again, this is all the beginning part of their careers as well. That's how long ago it was. That was great. And a lot of entrepreneurs in Hong Kong got a chance to like have a taste of what was happening in Silicon Valley that way. So it's very exciting. And so I guess flash forward through that again. And now I'm the co-host of this mega big conference in Hong Kong called Rise, which is part of the Web Summit family of conferences from Europe. And that's, again, a big boon to not only Hong Kong as it's held there, but I think to the region in general, and allowing kind of a world-class conference in in Asia so that people from the US and Europe can come out and see what's going on here. I'm very proud to be part of it and very excited that we're growing and it's being very exciting.
Yeah, Rise. I mean, every entrepreneur or aspiring builder, I think, would either know or have heard of Rise.
That's amazing.
Or should know Rise.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's incredible. You built a brand that is all across the world, something that people travel to, and it's the place where they start their dream, which I love. I love that idea that people start their path at Rise.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I'm just so amazed at how it's grown. But I mean, I think that it is a startup. You know, the main team is in Ireland and they do an amazing job of just getting it out.
Ireland?
Yeah, they're in Ireland.
Oh my. Like all this. Okay. Well, SOSV is based in Ireland as
That's right.
And then Rise is getting their start in Ireland. Yep. Ireland's making some moves.
They are.
But that's interesting.
Stripe is from the founders from Ireland as well.
Yeah. So you guys, you're saying as you work as a startup, like, well, how are you still a startup?
Well, I think that they do a lot of things untraditionally there. So Paddy Cosgrave, of course, is the CEO and founder of the of the company. And they don't have a marketing department, for instance. There's not a director of marketing. There's a lot of data science. A lot of technology is used to market the event. And I think it's just work fast, and it's not a lot of hierarchy. It's a lot of trying new ideas, see how this works, see how this works. It looks very organized on the day, but there's a lot of fast moving in the background, and things are changed overnight during the event. It's amazing.
But just to clarify, I mean, RISE is part of the Web Summit conference and group, and you also have more like other conferences around the world. So there might be people that don't know RISE, but they might know any of the other conferences.
Well, I mean, I work also with Blue Startups in Honolulu, Hawaii. So that's an accelerator, like a China accelerator, part of the GAN as well. And there's a conference there that I helped put together. Yeah. It's called East Meets West.
Yeah. My good friend Matt worked for
Matt. Yeah, that's how I got involved. It's from Matt.
Matt's one of my college buddies.
No way. Small world.
Way back in the day. Whoa, this is live on show.
I met Matt when he was in Shanghai studying in Jiaotong University.
No way. Oh, my God.
He came to Hong Kong for an event that the government put on, and he invited me to go to Hawaii. So I have a little bit of a history of Hawaii. I kind of lived there when I was a little kid. My dad was based there, so I have this small connection to Hawaii. And so I went out there for the conference as a guest, and then just, you know, grew a relationship with them as well. So that one is more like an East meets West kind of conference. So it's not necessarily about the Hawaiian startup ecosystem, but it's kind of a place to host companies from East, from Asia, and from basically West Coast of the US to come together and kind of share ideas. And that's what that one's about.
Actually, it's been interesting. I didn't know anything until I went to the conference last year. And I found that actually in Hawaii, there's a huge percentage of population that comes from Asia.
Yes. Yeah. It's very amazing, right? So I always think of it as a good soft landing place. If you're from the US and you want to go to Asia, it's like actually very Asian. You can buy ramen and udon and fried rice and sushi and all this kind of stuff that you wouldn't normally get in another American city, but you can get it in Hawaii. So yeah, it's definitely deep, deep Asian roots there. There's like multiple generations. I met people from Japan or Japanese descent that live in Hawaii that don't speak any Japanese, have never been to Japan, but they have like full Japanese names. It's quite interesting. It's like a little like ecosystem that exists there. And of course, it's very famous for its tourism business. But there's also a lot of government grants that promote startups and technology, as well as the entertainment business. So there's a lot of movie studios there, special effects companies. They do that stuff. If you go to the Big Island, Hawaii, the main island, it looks like the moon in some places. Yeah. So they film a lot of these like Interstellar and these kind of films out there. And Jumanji, the new Jumanji movie is all filmed there. You know, that's where East Meets West was. I don't know if you've seen Jumanji 2 yet, but when you watch it, it's exactly where we were this year. Yeah.
The ranch.
The ranch. They're running around the ranch being chased by, of course, like CG dinosaurs, right? But it's exactly the same location that we were on motorcycles going through there.
Nice. So how does RISE and conferences and this networking fill the gap for startups?
Yeah, I think that now more and more, as the world, I believe, gets smaller and smaller, getting that connection network is probably the biggest thing, right? If you guys are doing a great job here, like, so if I come to Shanghai, I know I can just come to China Accelerator and just kind of meet people at one of your events and things like that. But I think people coming into that want to like, don't have as much time to maybe just drop into a major city. Like Hong Kong's a good place during RISE where everybody comes down there and there's connections can be made there. And I believe the conferencing business will never really go virtual because I believe it's still a very hands-on, handshaking kind of thing. And I think that the way that we do it at RISE is very, I wouldn't say it was innovative, it just seems like it'd be a natural thing, but it's basically pairing and matchmaking people closer together so that it's always something beneficial for both sides.
How do you do that at such scale?
I know. That's the secret sauce of the company.
Sauce.
Yeah, exactly. It is pretty amazing. So like if we have a pub crawl, which is one of the Irish things they love to do, they bring it to all the conferences. In your group, you would be meeting people that would be a benefit to you. Mm-hmm. They're not just randomly assigned to these pub crawls. They're actually people you like. Maybe they're all in e-commerce or they're all in fintech, but there's something that's a relation that you kind of build your tribe before you head into the conference for the next 3 days. And you'll see these people that can actually help you. And I think that's what builds it, right? Because then they'll all come back next year and, oh, hey, Oscar, I haven't seen you since last year. How's everything going? Or, you know, communicate through social media. But then, you know, you get face to face again at this annual conference, I think. And then Oscar would introduce them. Oh, I met this guy and this guy and this guy. You know, and your tribe gets bigger and bigger and your network gets bigger and bigger. And I think that is one of the most important things, working with Blue Startups and Accelerator, working with conferences, it's just about the network. And I think businesses, you know, new entrepreneurs, new founders, you know, if they're younger, they don't have that built-in network. So they come to these places to get those networks. And I think that is the part that makes it most exciting.
Every time we talk about China Accelerator and what's the unfair advantage, we always talk about community. And community is the most important thing. But when you think about communities, you want to make sure that the community is large, But growing sometimes creates problems in terms of making sure the community is still quality and some of the values of support and win-win remain. So Rise is becoming really big. I mean, I don't know how many people there was in the last Rise. This year probably is going to be even bigger than last year. How do you make sure that you maintain that quality?
Personally, I'm not sure exactly how that's done, but I'm pretty sure that there's a ticket price that does kind of separate the people who are serious about it and the other people. That's how I kind of see it. I think that's important. Also, the startups that exhibit are not just because you have money to buy a booth, you get a booth. You still have to go through a vetting process before you can become an exhibitor there and therefore added value into the conference. I think that they really do look at the speakers, the partners, and the startups all together and how they would actually add value to each other. And I think that is one of the points that is also part of the secret sauce that keeps the community so strong.
Very curated experience for startups.
I believe it's a very curated experience, exactly.
And how does that relate to multicultural interactions between founders from different places in the world? Because Rise attracts, it's in Hong Kong, coming up in pretty soon, but you have a lot of international talent coming in, founders, investors, people who are looking to build. And then you have Chinese and you have from all over the region people coming in, yeah. And they have very different kinds of approaches to, you know, business.
Yes.
But Rise is where all of this is coming together. I mean, it's where people are building, they're willing to meet and make those chances and those meets together. But how have you seen Rise influence, or how have you seen Rise help break down those social barriers that people think, well, I just could never enter China,
yeah,
because my startup just doesn't fit in China, where Rise would provide maybe the vision or the investor advice or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I think that, so it's not just talks and people listening to people talk. It's not just startup booths where people are watching around exhibiting. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot of workshops that are going on. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot of meetups and dinners and drinking events as well at mm-hmm. nighttime that fuel this kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's definitely Patty is a seriously very an intellectual kind of conference organizer. He's looking at the education side besides the networking side, mm-hmm. right? So that you're right. Everybody wants to come into China. Everybody has many questions. So we make sure we invite a lot of Chinese entrepreneurs, startups and investors and have them mingle in so people can get advice and experience from them. You know, we have a WeChat speaker last year, full house, right? A lot of people coming that never heard of WeChat, don't know how it works. Very excited to learn.
It's 2018.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Know, come exactly. on, world.
I know exactly, right? No, but you know, if your friends are not using it, yeah. you're not going to really have a chance to use it. Plus, you know, you can't, the payment systems, all that only work within China, right? So I think that when people see that, they get ideas. They're like, wow, this is very interesting. Oh, how do I get involved? And there'll be people that would help them at the show. So I think there's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a really interesting point in terms of how Chinese innovation is now not just becoming something for China, but people is curious and they want to learn and they want to see things. So how much you see that as an angle that Rise has or other conferences like Collision or Web Summit and the Surf Family, they're asking to have more Chinese speakers coming and share about WeChat or Ofo Mobike and these type of concepts outside of China.
Well, I think definitely the media, the American media too, like the tech crunches and stuff, they do cover the unicorns in China a lot. And so those are the ones that people always are very interested in. Like, how is this bicycle sharing company worth almost $3 billion, right? This is very exciting.
In such a short period of time.
So who it's very, this? Very interesting. So having these people show up and maybe partnerships with other companies that are there already, this is very exciting opportunity for people. So that's why they come in to see these kind of things. And definitely, I think the promise or the secret, the magic of all this stuff that's happening in China, people definitely want to hear more about it. And I believe the Chinese startup founders also want to access this more international marketplace, right? So that's how they're enticed to come into a large, welcoming community and also a way that they can use, you know, the reach of the conference to talk to more people and make up more partnerships. Because that's what everybody's kind of trying to do there, right? Mm-hmm. You see, when you see it from a startup perspective, you just think this young startup's looking for investors for seed funding. But it's actually much higher up in other events that we have during the week, which are like, you know, growth stage companies looking at big VCs raising C rounds, D rounds, even at the conference, right? So they're all the different levels there. And we try to start with the teams that join the Alpha program to go all the way up to Start program, which is the, you know, the growth stage companies, right? And the companies that want to meet them, right? That could be big banks. It could be like the KPMGs, the HSBCs, you know, these kind of companies.
The whole spectrum.
And everybody's into tech nowadays, right? Web Summit November last year, Mercedes-Benz, massive activation on the floor, right? Car company. Are they just trying to show off they have great cars to potential rich people?
No, these startups are, these startups are
they're not buyers. They're not buying. They're not even looking at Mercedes, but Mercedes-Benz wants to make sure that they are in the conversation. Yeah. They do are supporting entrepreneurship. They want to make sure that they're relevant as well. And what is going on out there? How do we help the companies? How do we fund them? How do we acquire them? Whatever it may be. But these kind of corporates are always definitely in the talk. And I think that's exciting.
This is interesting because when you explain it this way, it feels like there's a massive evolution happening in the way that conferences are. And startup conferences might be leading this. Is that it doesn't feel like we're talking about a conference here. It feels like we're talking about a platform.
Yeah. No, definitely. It's definitely a platform.
Yeah.
It's a global platform. So people ask me at the end of Rise, when's the next one? I say it's November. It's not going to be in Hong Kong. It's going to be in Lisbon.
Yeah.
Right. And after that one, there's another one. It's going to be New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And that one is in May. Right. So there's always something. And it's definitely a platform. They become like a family in this group of conferences as well. So I think it's great because they all have a similar feel to it. It's just a different focus on each of them, right?
Yeah,
so you're not
absolutely.
Lost when you get in there. And I see, you know, people do travel to each of them because they have a great, because Rise is really the youngest one. Yeah. And so once they see that, they're like, wow, this is great. I want to go and see the mothership one, which I always consider Web Summit. It's just 80,000 people in Portugal. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, there's Chinese people, Japanese people, everybody's there. So it's like fantastic for an international kind of vibe of what's going on. Of course, it's got a more of a European focus than anything else, but it's definitely, you know, great. It's great. Great crack, as they call it in Ireland.
I have a question that I'm always interested in understanding what you think. Maybe there's no right answer to this. It's just, do you feel like the community, it's kind of those, it's a question based on if you build it, will they come?
Yeah.
So you built something. Did the community rise up, to use the pun, to be there and activate what you built? Or was the community already there and you rose up to the community's needs?
Okay, well, then, thank you. This is like a nice segue into the importance of having me involved with Rise. otherwise, it's not really. So I believe since, you know, like I mentioned before, I helped build the startups community in Hong Kong, right?
Mm.
So I think that Patty then... I met him and, you know, told him what I was doing. And I think he found that to be valuable and to give me this kind of position inside what he was building and for me to kind of rally the local community together. And of course, you know, every community, and this is one of the reasons why I think Hong Kong is so strong. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's like that here in Shanghai, but everybody in Hong Kong loves Hong Kong that are involved in community, right?
Yep.
And you probably know after the last few years, Hong Kong is not the strongest community in Asia, right? There's other communities getting stronger, like Shanghai, what I've seen here. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But there's a passion there, strong passion to spotlight what we're working on, right?
Yeah.
And I see it in other countries as well. And I think that's what this is giving it. It's giving it a global platform and the community does rise up to it. So the fintech platform, the French tech platform, all these different platforms come up and say, yes, this is the time to show what we're doing. All the co-work spaces open their doors. It's like a massive city, you know, get involved with the whole thing. So that's why, just like going to Lisbon, same thing, you know, you land in Lisbon, the whole city's behind the conference. So same as Hong Kong. So if they would to move, say, Rise from Hong Kong to another city, it would have to have that community underlying factor to really support it.
This leads into my next question, which is you're a community builder and you see a lot of the trends that are happening around the world because the world is coming to these conferences. You're not even seeing just local trends, you're seeing global. So right now, in your opinion or your perspective, what do you see as the trends that are becoming more hot or more impactful or more aggressive in terms of finding funding or that are falling behind? Like what are you most interested in the trends that are happening right now? Because I feel things move in waves.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. It seems to change all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to San Francisco, not even 2 years ago, and every VC is like, we're into VR. We love VR. I'm back last summer. Okay, we're into blockchain now.
Yeah.
Everybody, put all your money into Bitcoin. That's where it's at right now. So it's like, it moves so fast. It's in waves. You're right. I just can't even tell you what the main trend is.
Is Asia kind of dictating that? Are we seeing a shift in the way in which startup trends are being dictated? Is it going away from Silicon Valley? Some stuff still is.
Yes.
But do you feel there's a change in the way that these trends are being built? Are they starting here?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm not going to say one way or the other for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think Silicon Valley is where the dreamers are and the people who come up with some crazy ideas. And while in China, I find that they're more pragmatic. And I think that the ideas here are built from necessity. Mm-hmm. I think WeChat is built from a necessity.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that that's the kind of different observation I would make here. And some of the stuff I've seen since I've been in Shanghai alone, I can see like, yeah, there's a need for that. And somebody just built it because there's so many people here. There's so much transactions happening online. There's so many things around that. Somebody will just build it and jump into it and they'll find a market right away.
Yep.
Right. Whereas say in the West, if you're in like Europe and the market's not really, there's no market's not very big for one specific vertical, it will take a while for it to capture traction, right? And grow from there. And then it might be, is that a good idea or not, right? We're not sure. When we think that in the internet terms, it's going to happen super fast or it's not going to happen at all, right? So that's the kind of thing I see in the difference here. I don't know, is everything here super innovative? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure yet, but I definitely see the stuff they're creating is very innovative for the market of what it needs. Mm-hmm. WeChat, mobile payment. I don't want cash. Why don't I want cash? It's messy.
Yeah.
It's counterfeit. It's whatever the reasons are, right? That's how uptake is super fast. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, right?
But yeah, we used to have a huge counterfeit problem and now I don't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. WeChat and all these digital payments really did solve a lot of that.
Yeah. So
well,
that's right.
You can track a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a necessity. And I think that's what it is. So in the States, what is the necessity, right?
Yes.
We need more social media. We need more Snapchats. We need more AR things. Is that really helping the
yes. Do we need another
I don't know.
Photo app?
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily the truth, right? So it really depends. And I find that I think that China is going to innovate faster just because of necessity. It's going to happen. So once WeChat comes to like a top level, what's next? Right? That will create, and we don't, in the West, they don't have WeChat. So what's next is already created here.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the next level. What's the next? Yeah. So that's why I think the innovation will happen in a society where they're already advanced in normal things like that payments, like ride sharing, group sharing, co-work spaces here.
Yeah. I mean,
everywhere.
These are all things that, groups are buying up other groups very fast. I mean, ideas are getting tested in this market and if they work at all, they're getting bought.
Yeah.
They're getting expanded. There's so much growth still here. So I guess what I mean here, I mean Asia, China, Hong Kong, all over Southeast Asia, even like these markets are so active and growing. And when you think about a growing community, let's say Hong Kong, when you in the early days, because you are one of the originators of building this community, when someone asks you this question, because I get asked this question a lot as a community builder for startups ecosystems, and they say, why are you here? Because they would say like, well, you know, back in the day, might say, well, Hong Kong doesn't have a startup scene.
Yeah.
So why are you really here?
Yeah, that's weird, right? Yeah, that's true. Why would you want to do that? Well, I guess because a little bit of the payback, pay it forward kind of feeling I feel that is there. And of course, I lived in Hong Kong for a long time. So it's kind of like I consider it more my home than Canada, where I'm from now. So yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of weird. Just kind of felt like a mission. Just kind of happened. You know, it's like God talked to me. He said, let's do the startup thing.
Let's get startups to the world.
Yeah, let's get it to the world. And yeah, I think it's quite, I think it's interesting. And just where I was living. And I think that if I was living here or in Tokyo, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I also found, you know, when I was doing my travels earlier, I found a lot of people who were like me and like you, who are in these cities, who are building up the communities. It's not like a necessary financial gain from it. It's just kind of, it's not really a connection, an agenda. It's just like you wanted to see something growing from here. And what did it take really? Just organizing some events on Facebook. That's all it took. And committed a couple of hours a week to doing this. I felt like it kind of, it's not a charity, but it's like, you know, it's just something, a movement that you want to be part of. And I think that, and I encouraged everybody that wanted to do it too, right? If you want to do your own startup event or you want to be in your own specific vertical, start your own fintech group or set your own e-commerce, whatever, go for it. I'll help you promote it, support it, things like that. And so all these little places start splintering off and it's done their own thing. And it's fantastic, right? I mean, before we're always looking for a space to host 50 people in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
You know, space is tight there.
Space is super tight.
So it's tough to do those things. Now we have so many co-work spaces, we have event spaces, happy to support the community and to just a lot of people can come out and meet up and meet each other. And every time I go to these co-work spaces, I'm like, who are all these people? It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. They're just showing up and meeting about whatever topic they're into. And I find that very inspirational or very fulfilling, that I had a small part in that they're doing it. You know, they're doing it themselves. They probably don't know who I am. They don't know Startups HK. Mm-hmm. They don't know Rise. They're just doing their own thing. And that these things are built because, you know, the ecosystem's been growing all this time. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting, I think.
Well, definitely there's a lot of buy-in into supporting Rise from different areas of people in Hong Kong. Because when you arrive to Hong Kong for the conference, it's a special lane for people going to Rise.
I know.
And that shows that there's a lot of people there trying to make sure that happens. And
there's a special lane, you mean like driving lane?
When you go to the airport.
Oh, you're the airport.
Yeah, there's a fast track for people that goes to RISE. So you can skip the massive queues in the airport for RISE.
That's a lot of support.
And, I mean, I haven't seen that in almost any other conference.
For the Olympics.
Yeah, it's like
Olympic thing. For athletes at the Olympics, they get that.
Yeah, exactly.
So like these startup people are Olympians. This is amazing.
But this is not just for the speakers. I mean, this is for anybody that has a RISE ticket. So this is for the thousands of attendees that participate.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that, everybody, I put this down on audio, but it's definitely one of the key things about startups is that it's everywhere, right? Mm. Technology, like, you know, you can look at San Francisco and see how that city's been a change because of technology companies there. Every country, every city wants it to be, I don't want to say the next Silicon Valley, but a tech hub in the region, right? And so I think that even if it's RISE here or whatever, another conference in Tokyo or Singapore, I think that having the people come in and bringing their ideas and bringing this stuff into it is very, very important and very, you know, it's the mission right now. Mm. So, and then how can those cities help, right? You're mentioning Sanya, right? In the Hainan Islands, they're getting behind some
Ooh,
stuff
this
now.
Would be good to talk about real quick.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's like...
The next place.
Yeah, the next place. So how can they help startups, right?
So Sanya is a region in China that is being heavily supported for innovation. So just to give our listeners an idea of what this is by the government, by everybody.
Yeah. So exactly. So what do? They create their own RISE? Do they bring RISE there?
Yeah.
Or do they do another thing that's more supportive of their ecosystem? So Oscar has told me now right there.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Last week, like the president of China, they announced a lot of measures for China, and they want to develop their ecosystem there. And there's a lot of things that they're gonna come, and hopefully we'll host somebody from involved in these initiatives for startups in Sanya. They're going to be very disruptive, but there's a lot of things that we cannot announce yet.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
So that's important, but also, you know, right now, maybe in Hong Kong, it's harder to find funding or seed funding than it is, say, in China. So places like the UK, who just experienced Brexit, are now allowing through a T1 entrepreneur visa for startups from all over the world to come to the UK to live and work for 3 years with something like £50,000 and a startup.
Nice.
That's it. So I think this is exciting, right?
Yeah.
This is like, and then France is going to do something similar. Everybody's trying to open their doors for entrepreneurs because they want this. This is, that's more than a mind shift. It's more than a company shift. It's how the human race is going to go forward. And every country wants to be part of that. So I think that is very, very exciting for anybody in tech, right? And anybody looking to get into tech and anybody that surrounds the tech ecosystem. So this is what we're looking for. So that's why Hong Kong is definitely looking behind it. You know, Portugal is very behind it. And then, this is going to be published later anyways, but Collision is moving to Toronto. Mm-hmm. So the Canadian government now is putting a lot of resources behind it, has now moved the Collision conference from New Orleans to Canada.
Yeah.
So this is how important it is. It's like an Olympics. It is like the startup Olympics, these events.
Yeah.
They bring them there, international, everybody from around the world comes there, and it helps the ecosystem grow, and even just once a year for like a week. Right.
I love it.
Brings money into the conference, into the city, but it also brings ideas and a chance to showcase what's going on in the city. Now, why? Maybe you should relocate there, or maybe find an investor there, open an office there, these kind of things.
Yeah. And it also activates a lot of inspiration locally about people. I mean, Hong Kong is a great city. I mean, I love it, but it's very, very traditional.
Yeah.
So opening people's minds and having not just people coming from outside of Hong Kong to do things, but work like local people, Hong Kongese people trying to start things with roots that are able to understand or leverage different types of parts of the existing community without having to create a new community, any existing community, and make it more startup-y.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. Agree.
Well, thank you so much. This has been an incredible, incredible podcast. I want to give you a chance to plug you, yourself, what you do, RISE, everything, all this information. So right now, please let us know how to contact you, how to get in touch with you or RISE, or information about the next conference coming up.
All right. So for RISE, if you want to know more, go to www.riseconf.com. That's all the information. We have over 4,000 tickets for women in tech. So if you're a female entrepreneur or working for a tech company, we'd love for you to come and check that out. That's at the website as well. And then we're also doing RISE scholarships. So we're trying to invite more students to come down and experience the entire conference as well. Yeah, that's basically it. You know, I'm on Twitter. I don't know. Is that a thing to use Twitter in China? But you can get me at Casey_Lau. That's where I do a lot of my communications
Nice.
Through there. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. Great. This was great. I love talking about ecosystems and how they build and helping. This is something that just drives me.
Yeah. Great.
I'm so excited to have you. So thanks so much, Casey.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, it was great to learn another phase about Rise. I mean, how it is a startup internally and how it works with this mentality of trying to have a customer-centric type of approach.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Cheers.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a quick moment to thank our sponsor, China Accelerator. They are an accelerator based in Shanghai, bringing international ideas into China and Chinese ideas international. They're number one in what they do. They are a three-month program, and they help build your idea and make it amazingly successful. You can find out more at www.chinaaccelerator.com. People Squared is the original co-working space in China. It's your home for startups, no matter what you're working on. Small team or large, it has all the resources, the environment, the culture, everything that you need to take your idea and make it successful. Founded by Bob Zheng, an entrepreneur himself who really understands what startups need, it's a great place to bring your team and find success. You can find out more at people-squared.com.